With your local sports update, I'm AJ Brammer. The Hardin Eaton Composite Mountain Bike Team invites you to come support the riders from area schools in grades 6 through 12 as they host the third race in the Kentucky Interscholastic Cycling League season, the Throwdown in Eaton, at Buffalo Lake Infield this Saturday. More than 300 riders and supporters are expected to gather to watch and cheer on as the student athletes tackle the Buffalo Lake course. Hardin Eaton enters the weekend in third place in the KICL standings. Racing gets started at Buffalo Lake this Saturday at 9 a.m. Adam Wainwright became the third pitcher in St. Louis Cardinals history to win 200 career games as the Redbirds blanked the Milwaukee Brewers 1-0 at Busch Stadium Monday. Wainwright, who will retire at the end of the season, struck out three and held the Brewers to four hits over seven innings of work. Ryan Helsley pitched a four-out save to preserve the victory. Wilson Contreras provided the game's only run with a solo shot home run in the bottom of the fourth. The Cardinals and Brewers continue the series this evening with first pitch scheduled for 7:45 p.m. The Cincinnati Reds continue their push for a playoff berth with a 7-3 victory against the Minnesota Twins. Connor Phillips picked up the win after striking out seven and allowing two runs over seven innings. Will Benson drove in three runs and Joey Votto added two for the Reds, who are tied with the Chicago Cubs for the final National League wildcard berth. The series continues at Great American Ballpark tonight with first pitch scheduled for 6:40. The Indianapolis Colts will likely be without their rookie quarterback this weekend. Anthony Richardson is in the league's concussion protocol and will likely miss the team's Sunday matchup with the Baltimore Ravens. Richardson appeared to bounce his head on the turf while scoring a 15-yard rushing touchdown against Houston this past Sunday. Gardner Minshew will likely step in at quarterback for Indianapolis. The Cincinnati Bengals are also in an uncertain spot with their quarterback, as Joe Burrow appeared to aggravate the calf injury that kept him out of the preseason. Head coach Zach Taylor said it is hard to say whether or not Burrow will be ready in time for this weekend, but Burrow does get an extra day of rest as the Bengals are slated to play Monday night against the Rams. Jake Browning is the next quarterback on the Bengals' depth chart. With sports, I'm AJ Brammer. Thanks for tuning in.